Luck, page 114.
Hassan skated around the ice rink again and took another practice shot at the net. His team's first game was tomorrow. They called themselves the Tornado because they would take the sport by storm and be the first immigrant team to win the Minneapolis City Championship. "Hey, Nelson," he called to his teammate, who had just arrived at the rink. "Where have you been, man?"
"I had to shovel snow from my granny, sorry," Nelson said.
His grandmother was from Jamaica, and the boys all loved her.
"Granny's coming to our game tomorrow. She says there's no reason why I can't be a professional hockey player, or you."
Nelson was lucky. He had someone who believed in his dream. Hassan did not.
"Stupid game," his father said. "Anyone can slide on ice. Running, that is a sport. There are no fights, no broken teeth. Why can't you be happy running?"
His mother held the same opinion.
"Your Uncle Tarek, he is an athlete."
Uncle Tarek had run on the Somali Olympic team. He lived in California now.
"In Somalia, all the boys want to run like Tarek."
To Hassan, his mother's stories about the old country were all the same. It was friendlier, more beautiful, the food was better. His friends heard the same stories from their parents, too, about entirely different countries. Now Hassan, Nelson, and Toujour, the Tornado's captains, were all living in a place where it was cold and snowed every winter. None of them wanted to go home to the old country because they were already home. Sometimes this was a problem. Toujours had already told them he couldn't play in their first game. His family was making him go to a Laotian festival instead, so he could be introduced to nice girls from good Laotian immigrant families now that he was 16. Toujours thought this was ridiculous. He could always meet girls, but there was no arguing with his parents, even if he was the Tornado's best player. A knock came on Hassan's bedroom door just as his alarm clock started to ring.
"Good morning, nephew."
"Uncle? Uncle Tarek?"
It was morning already.
"I've come to watch my favorite nephew in his first hockey game, so you had better win."
Hassan was confused.
"But you've always wanted me to run, just like you."
Uncle Tarek laughed.
"Ah, but running was my dream. This is your dream, so I have brought you my Olympic medal for good luck."
At the rink, the Tornado huddled together to review their strategy one last time.
"We can do this, even without Toujours."
The players all touched Uncle Tarek's medal for luck. They got into position on the ice, the referee blew his whistle, and the game began. The Tornado remembered little of their first game, but the spectators would never forget the last minute of the game, tied 0-0, when Hassan slid down the ice with hockey stick and puck head first into the net. It was the winning goal. Hassan knew his Uncle Tarek's Olympic medal had led the Tornado to victory. Nelson was sure it was the old Jamaican spell his granny had cast over the opposing team. But Uncle Tarek and Nelson's granny both knew the truth. The boys had done it on their own.